hey, good morning, and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. This is Paul from Marion. Really thankful that you've chosen to join us today as we came off of last week looking at the topic of sexuality and intimacy. And I joked at Marion that if there was ever a week that I wanted to wake up and just really be under the weather and have to call a substitute to talk about a totally different topic, maybe this was the week. Just a difficult topic and so much controversy. This particular topic, depending on where you want to go with it, I mean, it has divided families. It has divided politics. Believe it or not, this is a point of contention politically. I know that's maybe a surprise. It divided churches. It's just a really sensitive thing. And yet, as I've really leaned into throughout this series, what we need to believe is what the Apostle Paul says to his disciple Timothy in 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. He says, "All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work." And so no matter what scripture we're studying, what we're reading, we have to believe that it's good and that it's true. And then we have this decision point to say, well, am I going to believe that and surrender to it and submit my life to it? Or am I going to sort of push back against it and reject it and rebel against it? And so as it relates to this topic, I sort of went on this long, winding, circuitous path that sometimes probably annoying for our Marion campus. We went into Luke chapter 4 and Jesus's initial statements as he quoted the prophet Isaiah, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And so we looked at that, and we looked at that in its original context, because there's a couple of original audiences. There's Isaiah's original audience, and there's Jesus's original audience. And as I've said each week now of this series, is that every text has a historical and a spiritual context. And so if we want to understand what it really means, we really have to dig into that. And then we related that to how, when it comes to the topic of intimacy and sexuality, we are oftentimes buying what culture is selling in this narrative that we can just do whatever we want to do without its consequences. And so we worked through some of the consequences of that. I've read some statistics about one in every four children in the United States lives in a home without a present father. That broke my heart this week. And you got to, I think you can draw a pretty direct line to the proliferation of pornography and hookup culture. We looked at how one in 10 of this particular study was something like 39% of LGBTQ plus teens are considering suicide. And one in 10 of those within that group attempted suicide in the past year. Also broke my heart. We looked at ridiculous stats regarding pornography, just heartbreaking, all of these things. And it's like, this is fruit. We looked at Adam and Eve. What was the fruit of their rebellion? Death, sin, destruction. What is the fruit of our doing whatever it is we want to do culturally as it relates to sex and intimacy? Destruction. And so then the answer is what? Well, Jesus says, "I came to set the captives free." Jesus says, "I came to give sight to the blind." And if we're like, why is my life a train wreck? Well, like, Jesus can give you sight. That's really good news. Jesus says that he came to set at liberty those who are oppressed. Maybe you're like, I'm oppressed by this thing. I don't want to participate in this. And yet here I am. Jesus gives you liberty. How does that happen? Really, through surrender to his lordship in our lives. Through surrender, through submitting ourselves to his reign and rule in our lives. The promise of our culture is freedom will give you everything that your heart desires, but man, our hearts are deceitful. The promise of Christ is that if we will surrender our lives to him, he will actually set us free, and that will be good. So to that end, this morning here on the Drivecast, or this afternoon, evening, whenever it is you're listening to this, I want to encourage you to ask Jesus, man, are there areas of my life where I need to be set free? Would you reveal those to me, and would you set me free? And Jesus promises to. He's good, and he's so faithful, and he walked out of the grave proving that he's good and faithful. And so I want to pray for us. I want to say thanks again for joining us here on the Drivecast today. I do hope you'll join again tomorrow. And let's spend a minute in prayer, and we'll go into the rest of our day from there. Father, we praise you and thank you that you are a God who sets free captives of slaves of sin. captives, those made slaves of sin. And that is all of us in our own nature, in our own hearts, in our own mind. And yet you set us free. You liberate us. And so we say thank you. We praise you for that. Would you, if we are in a season or a state of oppression, would you reveal to us what we need to repent of and confess? And in that confession and repentance, would that be really a revealing that these things are not Lord and rulers in our lives? You are Jesus. And we can confess and repent because we don't need those things to survive. We just need you. And so would you work that in us by the power of your Spirit for your glory, for our good? It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.